All right, welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show author John Vandemore, the former Stanford sailing coach. He has a new book called Rigged Justice, double entendre intended, as he is the former sailing coach. This is from Harper One Publishing, which is out now. And John, 3 years ago, you didn't fancy yourself as an author, did you? You didn't think that you'd be writing a book about something, did you?
No, absolutely not. I was hoping I would never have an experience like this to write about, that's for sure.
Well, I watched the documentary about the Varsity Blues and the scandal about it, the college admissions. And one person really stands out as getting the short end of the stick, and that was you. And so take people through. You actually, it seemed like you just answered a phone, said yeah, didn't get a dime, and yet you're the first one convicted. Take us through exactly what happened.
Yeah, it was basically just like that. You know, Rick Singer came into my life. I really wish he hadn't, but he came into my life and kind of pushed himself upon me and really was telling me, hey, look, I can give you these recruits and I can help you with recruiting, which is, you know, the bread and butter for college athletic coaches. And so I was like, great. And then he's like, well, now I have recruits and they might be able to donate if they get in. You know, I was like, oh, okay, well, then I'm doing my job twice. You know, I'm able to get recruits coming in. I'm able to fundraise for the things that we need that I have to fundraise for. And so that seemed great. Now, of course, it's too good to be true. The stuff that the conversation that I had with Rick is not the way I feel like it's been portrayed by the FBI or the government. But I had this one very brutal phone call where I wasn't really, and it's on me, I wasn't really paying attention to the phone call at all. I was kind of yanging Rick to death instead of really listening to what he was saying to me. And he said things that I would have never agreed to. But I did on this phone call, and I didn't have a chance to defend that.
The other thing is, too, and even though, you know, Stanford brags about their President's Trophy and all the fringe sports, the non-revenue producing sports, they did, you know, try to cut a lot of those sports, as we know, and you're operating on a shoestring. Sailing is not going to bring in one dime to the university, so at any point, as you said, you can get some cash. That definitely is a good thing for you. So it was almost like an entrapment type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was something that I needed for the team to kind of survive and function. And obviously we saw it when, you know, sailing was one of those 11 sports cut and then brought back. And they claimed it was for pure financial reasons, which I think is hard to believe too. But it is really, you know, part of my life there was to be able to make sure that financially this team was going to be able to make it to the next year.
What about the fact that you were basically immediately persona non grata and everyone acted as if you were, I don't want to say war criminal, but just, you know, erase his name from our record books? Nobody really stuck up for you there.
Yeah, it was really difficult, especially because the simple facts of, you know, number one, I was the only coach that didn't take any money. All the money was written and given to the university, and they accepted it with open arms. And number two, no student even applied to Stanford with my help. They didn't, you know, admissions never read an application. All the stuff about all these students that didn't get an admission spot because of me is completely untrue. That never really happened. But I was painted with the same brush as all these other coaches, and I still am. And it's really hard to hear that all the time.
A couple more questions for John Vandemore. The book's called Rigged Justice. Is there any recourse for you? Like, can you sue Rick Singer? Or because you said yeah, yeah, yeah on that phone call that you were halfway paying attention to, you don't have a legal leg to stand on then?
Yeah, I don't really have a legal leg to stand on. The yeah, yeah, yeah killed me. That was it. So, and honestly, even if I did, I don't know. I don't want to go through it again. I just want to be able to live my new life and move on with my kids.
Now, with all your experience, and you know, you were at the Naval Academy, you've coached Olympians, dozens of All-Americans. Are you you know, kryptonite, plutonium? Did people not want to touch you, or does somebody recognize it's like, hey, it wasn't really on him. It was a bad day, and he's a great coach. Or are you? Is your career over as a sailing coach?
You know, it's a little bit of both. You know, when it first came out, I was called toxic when I was looking for other coaching jobs. But I have been able to get some, and, you know, some people have really seen through it and really believed in me, which I just incredibly appreciate. But in terms of collegiate athletics, I don't know if another school would get near me. I think I'd be kryptonite to them for it. But right now I'm coaching a group of 10 to 14-year-olds and kind of going back to basics and fundamentals, and I really enjoy it.
Very good. So, you know, tell us a little bit, if you can, in a thumbnail. You're with your wife, you're at home with the kids, and then all of a sudden the FBI and the IRS show up and said, hey, can we come in? And you said, yeah, maybe you shouldn't have. Maybe you should ask for a lawyer. But, I mean, is that when it kind of dawned on you, or did you still have no clue what was going on?
Really had no clue. And, you know, for everybody listening out there, this is the thing to do when hopefully the FBI and IRS don't knock on your door. But you don't have to let them in. I learned this later, that you could just say, hey, let's reschedule with a lawyer. Because here's the key thing is, they don't tape record the conversation. They just take their own notes. So in essence, they could write whatever they wanted happened in that conversation, and you cannot refute that. But I had no clue what they were going after, or what they wanted from me. Even at the end of the conversation, I even asked point blank, saying, so am I in trouble? Like, what's going on here? I don't understand this. And they said, oh, we don't know, but, you know, you should probably get a lawyer. And they helped me get a court-appointed lawyer to start off with. And so I was, you know, just as confused when they left as when they opened the door.
What's it like when you get lumped in with Hollywood stars, you know, and this whole thing, it's all-encompassing thing, you know, trying to get their kids into USC, whatever, and then here in the Bay Area, rich guys from Orinda and taking fake pictures and pretending they were on teams when they weren't. And then you get lumped in, and people probably think you're like a rich dad living in Hollywood. They don't actually break it down, and they just think, well, he's guilty. He's part of the whole thing.
Yeah, it's really tough. You know, when you read that Lori Loughlin had to downsize her mansion, you know, and I'm like struggling to pay for daycare. And my 16-year-old Volvo is making it down the street. I mean, it's just a different world that we live in. And it's tough, you know, it's really tough. But at the end, I would just drive myself crazy if I thought, try to fight everything that's unfair in life, because it's just not worth it. I just got to do the best for my family.
There he is, John Vandermoer, Vandermoer, the former Stanford sailing coach. Rig Justice is the name of the book, How the College Admission Scandal Ruined an Innocent Man's Life. John, thanks for coming on. Congratulations on the book. And the good thing is your life's not completely ruined. It sounds like you're doing all right. So best of luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.